Ohio Remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Media reports say a CIA officer was killed in combat in Somalia in recent days, but no details have been released. The New York Times said the officer was a member of the CIA Special Activities Center, a paramilitary branch that carries out some of the U.S. intelligence agency's most dangerous tasks. The CIA has not commented publicly on the death. The officer's death comes as the outgoing administration of President Donald Trump is considering withdrawing all U.S. forces from Somalia by the time he leaves office in January, according to the paper. Washington has some 700 troops deployed in Somalia, carrying out training of Somali forces and conducting counterterrorism raids against the Al-Shabaab militant group, which Washington designated as a terrorist movement back in 2008. President Trump said Thursday he will leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden by the December deadline. Trump's comments to reporters at the White House was the closest he has come to conceding the November 3rd election, even as he repeated his unfounded claims of massive voter fraud. The president said it would be hard for him to concede under the current circumstances and declined to say whether he would attend Biden's inauguration on January the 20th. Desperate efforts by Trump and his aides to overturn results in key states, either by lawsuits or pressuring state legislators, have failed, and he is running out of options. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, says he will not take a coronavirus vaccine, calling it his right. He made the statements on social media that Congress was not likely to require Brazilians to take a vaccine. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is